Hello, my name's Al Senton. I'm one of the many chairs who work here at the Edinburgh International Book Festival. Our job is to, I suppose, hold the ring, if you like, between the authors and the audience. I know that it sounds a bit of a daft thing to say. The book festival would be nowhere without its authors and its audience. So I see my job really as a sort of a bridge between author and audience. The trick, I think, is to be full of character so that people feel comfortable, that they feel confident that you know what they're doing, but not be too obtrusive, that you get in the way of the author and the audience. Because it's what I seem to find from Edinburgh audiences is that what they want is to engage with the author about the issues raised in the book or the themes of the book. And so whenever authors turn up and I say, sit them down in the author's yurt and I say, well, what have you got for us? And they pull out a sort of 45-minute, 50-minute lecture, my face tends to fall rather fast. Because Edinburgh audiences don't want to sit obediently with their arms folded. They're not back at primary school. As I say, they want to ask the author questions to find out about their personality, something about their character, and as I say, discuss the issues of this particular book and other books with them. So by and large, authors are extremely cooperative. They do exactly what I tell them. Occasionally, they might get a bit uppity and want to introduce things of their own, which, of course, is fair enough, because it's their event, and we chairs adapt accordingly. But sometimes you get the impression that they just, particularly some of the better-known ones, they like to throw their weight around a little bit and introduce things which we have to go along with, sometimes not always perfect. But most of the time, they're fantastic, the authors. They turn up on time, and we sit in the yurt and we plan what the event is going to be. What I also like to do, I think we're supposed to, but not every one of my colleagues does it, is to stay with the author at the signing session after the event. I like to talk to the audience, get some feedback, find out if they've enjoyed it or if they haven't enjoyed it. And so far, touch wood, by and large, they seem to have enjoyed all the events which I have chaired. For me, it's all about using a sort of little bit of humour. I like to add the odd joke or the odd funny line into the proceedings because there's a sort of built-in embarrassment factor. So you have to try and get away from all that. And for me, it's very much a piece of theatre. We're on a stage, we've got lights, we've got an audience, most of whom we can't see. So I think you need to make sure it's, you need to have a bit of a performing instinct, which I have in spades. For instance, whenever I go on with the authors, I always say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome whoever it happens to be. And that has the effect of kind of making the audience sit up and take notice. But also, as several authors have said to me, it gives them a really good G-up and makes them realize that they've got to be on top form for the audience for the next hour or so. Anyway, as I say, I do enjoy watching the people coming up to have their book signed. And it's very salutary to remind yourself just how important some books and some authors are to the public. In fact, they often offer their book to be signed as if they were making an offering in some pagan church or other to some deity. And they, a lot of the time, they're rather tongue-tied, however friendly the author tends to be. I've also noticed quite a gender gap this year, that there are certain authors who attract almost exclusively male audiences and other authors who attract almost exclusively female. And I've noticed the power of the all-women book club, which is extremely, extremely important part of the audience here at the book festival, and the book festival really needs to engage those book clubs as much as possible. There have been so many highlights this year, but I think that last night, Saturday the 28th of August, for the fourth time I had the pleasure of introducing Alexander McCall Smith, a prodigious author. He seems to publish a book more or less every week. I don't know where he finds the energy or the inspiration. And we have a bit of a pattern now that I play a kind of rather straight-faced interviewer asking Sandy about some of the dafter things and more outlandish ideas he incorporates into his novels. And we have a whale of a time. We sort of egg each other on, if you like, to come up with ever more bizarre flights of fancy. Anyway, I think that's about all I have to say. It's been a fantastic book festival. The sun has shone most days, not today unfortunately, but we can't have everything, and I can't wait till next year, if they have me back, of course. We must always wait to be asked.